can I help? What you can and can't do to counsel a friend, colleague or family member with a problem. Author, Anna Rareri and Joe Gurkoff. What help takes? Some people think of helping as taking over, giving advice, lending money or saying they're there. Any one of these can be truly helpful, but the odds of them working are discouragingly low if that's how you start. There are three basic requirements for helping someone with a problem. Your need, the genuine desire to help, and the genuine desire of another to be helped. A relationship with the person who has the problem based on trust and confidence, and time. If these requirements are not fulfilled, you may choose to refer the person to a professional helper. If at any time later these three basic requirements are no longer fulfilled, you can choose to disengage. You can help by listening. Helping begins with listening. If you don't listen, it's unlikely that you'll be able to be helpful no matter what you do. Your goal in listening is to help, is to gain an understanding of the whole picture so that you can put the problem into perspective. Listening encourages your friend to put their thoughts into words. When they believe that you're listening, they will think more deeply about their dilemma so they can explain it for your benefit. They might only become aware of what they are thinking when they have the time to speak their thoughts out loud. This allows them to see the situation in a way that they never have before. And that's not all. The more thoroughly they develop their thoughts, the more your friend will have access to the feelings they have about them. Why? Why questions can be the hardest to answer, as they can sound judgmental or psychologically invasive. Your friend may become reluctant to talk if he feels vulnerable to judgment, psychoanalyzing, rejection, or ridicule. A better strategy to get information by using a who, what, when, where, or how question. Any of these things that you can observe may mean that you've been successfully in really listening. Why clarifying and defining helps. Clarifying the issues and identifying the problem means sorting through the information you've gained by listening. Now you can pinpoint the problem your friend is actually experiencing. The process of clarification works because it prevents you from wasting time and effort attacking a superficial problem, while leaving the real problem untouched. Once you give the problem a name, you can start to work on the specific issues and get to a solution faster. You've gained more information with the questions you asked your friend. Setting the goal. Setting a goal is a way of defining what they want. It's also a process of making sure the goal is appropriate for them, is within their capabilities and will lead to a solution for their problem. In other cases, your friend has no idea what goal they would like to pursue in order to solve their problem. The problem is all they can see. For many problems, there can be a number of potential goals. As the helper, you want to aid your friend to consider possible goals and to get a goal that's right for them. That means thinking through a list of potential goals to choose the one that your friend can reach and to assure that it will solve the problem. Why setting the goal helps. Sometimes when we're in the thick of a problem, our sense of being in control goes out of the window. By helping your friend establish a goal and go from thinking, "I don't know what I want," to "I know what I want," you're helping them regain control and make positive choices about their life. Setting the goal helps them move away from feeling stuck in the problem and towards feeling engaged in creating a solution, as it's frustrating, anxiety-provoking, demoralizing, and exhausting. Feeling stuck may mean feeling isolated, unproductive, and unlovable. Contemplating action is an antidote to the feelings generated by being stuck. Confronting. Confronting is pointing out an inconsistency, a mixed message, or an omission. It's pointing out an alternative view, another way of looking at the situation. Confronting presents a way to end the cycle of denial and evasion and set the stage for real change to occur. That is, it helps because it enables your friend to see where they are blocking their own progress, and it allows them to get out of their own way. Making a plan. A plan is a course of action custom designed to resolve an identified problem. Making a plan means helping your friend create the steps it will take to address their specific problem and resolve it to their satisfaction. The plan has to be realistic for the person you're helping. You're going to bring to this process your knowledge of them from working or living or having lunch with them. A plan that worked for your brother-in-law won't necessarily work for your friend. Making a plan links today's thinking with tomorrow's action. By helping them plan how to get it, you'll help your friend connect with what they want to have, what they want to do to get there. In planning, they'll feel closer to their goal than just talking about it. Finding a professional helper. Helping someone find a professional helper is what you do when you've reached your limit and are frustrated or overwhelmed. At this point, the best way to help is to bring someone else into the picture. There are two reasons. One is that your friend must admit to themselves that their problem is of this magnitude. The second reason is that when people are feeling vulnerable, they can be reluctant to do something they haven't done before. Why finding a professional helper works. Some problems, such as financial, medical, and severe emotional problems, are beyond the scope of well-intentioned friend or colleague that you are. Calling a professional enables your friend to go beyond the remedies that they have tried and get the help that they need to resolve their problem. What's more, it prevents you from getting entangled in a situation that's beyond your ability to handle. Leaving the helping role. Leaving the helping role is the last step in the process, and it's as important as listening was in the first step. You had to work hard to keep your focus on your friend and what they were saying. Now, in order to close this chapter in your relationship, you have to be conscious about ending the role you've played as helper. Just as you consciously shift your behaviour when you return to work after a long holiday weekend, so you and your friend have to shift your behaviour when you return to the relationship you had before the helping process began. Why leaving the helping role helps. Leaving the helping role can give them back a sense of privacy or autonomy around the issue that you've helped them with. Leaving the helper role helps to rebalance the relationship by restoring the two-way, back-and-forth nature of your conversations, rather than preserving the one-way interactions characteristic of the helping process. Can you help? We'll know that we've helped others if you have learned to be a better listener. You have recognised the decision is yours to help or to not help. You have understood that many situations require professional help. You're aware that you can exit the helping process at any step. You understand that you really can make a big difference in somebody's life and have the confidence to give it a go.